This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Suzanne from Grandma's. Suzanne, are you there?
I am.
Suzanne, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 tomorrow yesterday?
I sure was.
Oh, no.
So you listened to the cheat sheet, didn't you?
I did. Thanks, Taryn.
You're welcome.
See, Suzanne is smart. I'm ready for this.
She's a cheater.
It helped me a couple weeks ago when I beat Steve 8-4, but later in the day I heard that his dad passed away, so then I kind of felt bad a little bit.
Yeah, it was your fault.
Sorry.
That was his last words. I can't believe you lost to Suzanne.
Oh my gosh. Well, now you can beat him again.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Much love to you.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here. For those playing at home, Suzanne has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the capital of Washington?
Olympia.
Correct. Matthew Stafford is the current quarterback for what team?
Rams?
Correct. What separates the Earth into Eastern and Western hemispheres?
Ooh, cheat sheet. Prime Meridian.
You know it. What is the name of SpongeBob's pet snail?
Gary.
Yes. What band has the albums Fear of the Dark and The Number of the Beast?
Iron Maiden.
Yes. Who is the only director to be nominated for an Oscar in six different decades?
Steven Spielberg?
Yes. What vegetable was once thought to have supernatural powers on Halloween?
Cabbage.
Yup. Starlight was the original name for what Michael Jackson song?
Pass.
What does the B stand for in the car company BMW?
Better?
No.
I have no idea. Pass.
Suzanne, you got 7 correct. Yeah. Ooh, I thought she was almost going to get a perfect 10 there. She was on a roll. And I will say, you paid attention to the cheat sheet very, very well.
I did.
I am impressed, especially with one or two of those questions. I'll be shocked if Steve gets it right.
Oh, great.
But we'll see. Are you ready?
Yes!
What is the capital of Washington?
Olympia.
Yes. Matthew Stafford is the current quarterback for what team?
The Detroit Lions.
No.
Oh, wait. The Los Angeles Rams.
There we go.
Sorry.
What separates the Earth into Eastern and Western hemispheres?
The equator?
No.
The hemisphere?
No.
The line?
No. What is the name of SpongeBob's pet snail?
Snail boy?
No.
Snaily?
No.
Aw. Escargot?
Oh my gosh, no! What band has the albums Fear of the Dark and The Number of the Beast?
Oh, Iron Maiden.
Correct.
They're just here.
Who was the only director to be nominated for an Oscar in six different decades?
Spielberg.
Correct. What vegetable was once thought to have supernatural powers on Halloween?
Pumpkins.
No.
Oh, eggplants.
No.
Pickles?
No. Starlight was the original name for what Michael Jackson song?
Billie Jean?
No.
Thriller?
Correct. What does the B stand for in the car company BMW?
bends.
No.
Bermuda.
Steve, you really should have been listening yesterday because you got 5 correct.
I don't think I did good.
Which is a loss, 7-5. Let's go, Suzanne.
Woo-hoo.
Well, Suzanne, if anything bad happens to me today, I know then there's something weird going on with you playing Beat Migs, and you're going to be banned from this game.
No, knock on wood.
No, I know.
She did get correct. Separates the Earth into the Eastern and Western hemispheres is the prime meridian.
Oh, that's right.
It makes sense, right?
That just like triggered like, you know, elementary school education
totally.
Right there.
Did it?
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
I would have, I mean, if I didn't have the answer in front of me, no. I would have said
Earthquator?
Wait, what is it?
Equator.
Equator. I would have said equator, too. What is the name of SpongeBob's pet snail?
I don't know.
Gary.
I don't even know what El Gary is.
A snail on SpongeBob.
Did he talk?
No, he goes, meow.
Meow?
So he meows?
It's basically his cat, but it's a snail.
Yeah. And maybe if you guys watch an episode, you would know.
Man, that show is so weird. I can't believe I didn't watch it.
Honestly, it's very, very strange.
Oh, Gary's cute.
He's hella cute.
Yeah.
What vegetable is once thought to have supernatural powers on Halloween? She got this correct as well. Cabbage.
That was on the cheat sheet.
Yeah. Huh. So all 3 that you got wrong were on the cheat sheet. What does the B stand for in the car company BMW? Anyone? Bavarian.
Bavarian?
Bavarian Motor Works.
Really?
My immediate thought was Beamer.
Beamer Motor Works.
Well,
Bavarian.
Yeah, isn't that random?
Huh.
Well, congrats on losing.
KISW presents Disturbed, the Sickness 25th Anniversary Tour coming up May 5th, 2025, and it's at Climate Pledge Arena. All week long, we are giving you code words to text to 206-803-ROCK for a shot at winning your way into the show. And today, be listening to Beat Migs at 8:50 because directly following the game, we will give you this morning's code word. Get all the details at KISW.com.
And quick correction, thank you to the texter. I thought they played yesterday. I mean, it's tonight.
Tonight.
It's tonight.
The Tacoma Dome.
Damn.
I know. I've been listening to a lot of Iron Maiden lately.
Are you going?
Because I'm not going. It's hard to do Tacoma on a school night.
That's one way to prepare for a show that you're not going to, by listening to the band over and over
again. I'm just torturing myself.
Yeah. They're a great live show. You should really go check them out.
I know. I've been learning lately that my 5-year-old is apparently a philanthropist.
Really?
And also a bit of a ladies' man.
Well, we knew that.
I'm going to tell you why after Nirvana.
The Daily Migs Show.
You guys know I do consider myself to be a bit of a philanthropist, and it appears that my son Barrett is following in my footsteps.
All right. That's a good thing to follow in your footsteps.
Right?
As opposed to goldfish or something along those lines or biting your knuckles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he is a kindergartner, and their school was doing a big PTO fundraiser where they had all the classes, all the different classes pitted against each other. Each class had a goal, and they were trying to raise $20,000 for the school.
That's awesome.
So Barrett ended up raising $480.
Himself or his team?
Himself. I think his class raised maybe close to $1,200, something like that.
What was he selling?
Not selling anything, just peddling for donations.
Anybody just hit up mom?
Hit up
dad,
mom,
grandma, grandpa.
I sent some text messages, you know, things of that nature, some emails. And
yeah,
the family basically came through and he raised $480.
That's
awesome. He was invited to be part of this superstar lunch yesterday where they got to pick a meal from a local restaurant and they also got a cupcake and a lemonade. And Brad and I were invited to come and, you know, kind of celebrate these kids that reached superstar status in the fundraising.
Do you get to pick food too or did you have to just watch him eat?
Oh, that's the best part. He wouldn't eat anything except a cupcake. So Brad and I ate his grilled cheese sandwich.
He got a grilled cheese?
He got a grilled cheese.
Oh, I was hoping he got like a Big Mac and then he had a Big Mac before you.
No, basically what he had for lunch yesterday was a chocolate cupcake. But, you know, there were all these other kids.
Where was the grilled cheese sandwich from? You said like you got to pick it from like these fancy places?
It's just like a you know sandwich place in Stanwood.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So Brad and I ate his grilled cheese, but then I asked him, because you may recall, I recently found out that there's a girl in his class that I think is pining for him a little bit.
Well, there's a couple girls on the bus with him,
I thought. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And is this the same girl?
Well, the one that was drawing him pictures, I asked where she was, and he was like, oh, she's right here. And she's sitting right next to him.
Barrett, the ladies' man.
I was like, you want to introduce us to her? And he's like, no.
No, not yet ready for that, Mom.
And
that's commitment, and I'm not ready for commitment.
Then some other girl comes 5 up to me, and she goes, is that your brother? And I was like, no, that's my son. And she goes, he's cute.
Really?
Yeah, but first of all, I was really impressed that she thought that Barrett was my brother. Because I look so
This isn't
beautiful.
About you, you narcissist. This is about Barrett being a ladies' man.
But also there were random kids coming up to me asking me to like open their Go-Gurts and open their string cheeses. I was like, I do not work in this lunchroom. But it was pretty cute.
That is awesome.
And he would not share the cupcake, only the grilled cheese.
So. Did he share it with one of his lady friends?
Oh, I'm sure.
Wow. Okay.
And then now he's actually invited a girl to go trick-or-treating with him, too.
Real? Are they going to be a couple?
I don't know yet.
Not a couple, like dating couple, but like a couple as far as like, do they pick Halloween costumes that match?
Oh, they might have to. Aww. He's being Batman, so maybe she needs to be Batgirl.
I was thinking Robin.
Oh, that works too. But I texted with the mom last night because he wanted to invite her to go trick-or-treating, so they're doing it.
Oh my God.
Is this a date?
Yeah.
100% it's a date.
Guys, I'm panicking.
Farrah has a date before Lily does? This is insane.
You know, the rules are real loose at my household.
Again, I got you.
Wow. So Batman and Rob. Yeah, I guess Batgirl makes more sense because Batman and Robin weren't in a relationship.
No, she should be a bad. She should be a bad girl from the Batman, like
Catwoman
or Harley Quinn.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got some time. A couple weeks until trick or treating.
Or the penguins. Oh, kids love penguins.
Oh, they do. It's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
The owner of a pro football team just threatened radio hosts that he will get them all fired. And it's all because he did not like the questions that they were asking. So people on social media are quite blown away by all of this. And that means we have to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
During a very contentious interview on a Dallas sports radio station, 105.3 The Fan.
The Fan.
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was threatening to have the hosts replaced after facing a couple of tough questions about the team's lack of significant offseason moves. And this follows that pretty humiliating 47-9 loss against the Lions. Here is the audio.
There was a lot of criticism that you guys didn't add, didn't spend, and don't add. And don't spend and are not aggressive enough. That's the point of talking about the offseason.
Oh, I remember those criticisms very well. Okay, so what?
Are they playing out to be accurate?
What's your point? What's your point?
All right, it's already getting pretty good. And also, Jerry doesn't own the radio station. Just, I think it's one of our stations, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Jerry Jones is our boss. I hope not. Otherwise, we might be in trouble, too.
Now, if you think I'm interested in a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. This is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
why. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Oh, boy. Getting juicy.
Yikes.
It's not your job.
Jerry,
okay. Y'all really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all of the things that I've done wrong? Now, listen, we both know we're talking to a lot of great fans and a lot of great listeners. And I am very sorry for what happened out there Sunday. I'm sick about what happened Sunday. Now, I'm not talking to these yahoos on the end of this phone. I'm talking to you, the fans that are listening this morning.
All I know is I'm sure they're not worried about losing their job because of Jerry Jones, but I got to imagine inside their head, like, this is amazing. This guy's all pissed off at us for the dumbest thing.
I mean, you could tell they're trying not to laugh.
Right.
So many were shocked by what Jerry had to say in that interview, so we have got to go straight to the comments.
Sent a few of these videos and some of these posts to our friend Jason, our production director, and said, hey, pick out some of your favorite comments just to illustrate how people get worked up. Although in this situation, I feel like it might be a little justified because Jerry Jones got a little worked up over a simple question.
Mm-hmm.
And here's some of the comments about Jerry Jones. Are you ready for the first one?
Yes.
Well, howdy. I didn't think I could hate Jerry Jones anymore, but after listening to this, well, shoot, I realized I can, boy. Howdy.
Yeah, a lot of people not too pleased with Jerry. Not too pleased because of how the season's going or seasons have been going, yeah. But this just seemed a little class.
Put your big boy pants on and handle the business.
Like, sorry you have to answer a question about your team just getting blown out.
And a very legitimate question.
Old man yells at clouds. I mean, radio hosts. Yikes.
It was pretty bad.
How old is he now? Like 82?
I think you're right. I think he is 82.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to convince the fan base that you have capable players after getting blown out 47-9 at home.
It was a rough loss.
It was.
Yeah. I mean, not that we know anything about, you know, like losing to the Giants.
No. We would never.
No. Next comment.
Willing to fire the radio guys on the spot, but we'll wait 5 years to fire coaches. Genius.
That part I thought was funny.
That, I mean, the crazy part is the radio hosts were doing their jobs and Jerry Jones is not.
That's like, he's like, I'll find somebody else to do right? Your job.
Get out of here, dude.
Go ahead. Thanks, Jerry.
I can remember when I was a kid and we won championships and everyone loved the Cowboys. I miss those days.
That person must be as old as Jerry Jones, if you don't remember. How long ago was it since like the Cowboys have been great? We're talking early 90s?
Like 95, 94?
Yeah. You ask anyone in New Mexico, they're still great until they're not great.
So are the Cowboys New Mexico's team?
Yes. I mean, it's mostly Dallas fans, a little bit of Bronco fans, tiny bit of like Cardinal fans, and then you'll find like that. But yeah, Dallas is just because it's, I don't know why. It's a huge thing.
The cheerleaders, America's team.
Do you run into many Seahawks fans there?
One, my old boss, and that was it. He would wear a Seahawks shirt every single day, and that's the only reason I knew what the Seattle Seahawks were before moving here.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to think, like, now, like, maybe, because I've had a lot of kids grew up watching the Cowboys all across America when they were really great and then just became Cowboys fans. I feel like we're going to probably see that maybe with, like, Kansas City Chiefs fans.
Oh,
will that
sure.
be the team, like, in 15, 20 years, we'll have, like, these random Chief fan bases that are not even in Kansas City.
And they're all Swifties. Yes.
Okay, we don't need to go that far.
I also wonder, though, because now with the Chiefs, like, the social media is so negative out there, whereas, like, they didn't have social media back then, so I feel like there wasn't as much hate for the Cowboys, because it was just like, you didn't get to see all this hate. Whereas, like, now it's like, everyone, there's a lot of people that don't like Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Oh, shocking. I know, yeah, go on social media for half a second. You're right. I mean, back in those days, you had to, like, write a letter to the editor of Sports Illustrated. Then wait like 2 weeks before you got your letter printed in the little letters to the editor comment section. That was like social media back in those days.
Yeah. Different times.
I do get a chuckle sometimes. I'll like look at like old magazines of whatever, and like you go to the letters to the editor page. I'm like, oh yeah, people were just as unhinged back in those days. They just didn't have easy access to share their opinion on social media. They had to actually write, which is even more unhinged. Like going on social media and just quickly writing something and sending while you're like, you know, doing whatever. Like that takes like seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Back in those days, that took effort to be that unhinged.
A rock guitar legend is recovering after randomly getting shot while walking his dog. We're going to tell you what's trending after Scorpions.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that many of our rockaholics are just waking up, just sipping that coffee, just getting on the road, heading to work, and sifting through the world of pop culture can be a giant task. So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
67-year-old Jake E. Lee, the guitarist known for working with Ozzy Osbourne, Badlands, and the Red Dragon Cartel, was shot multiple times in what appears to be a random street shooting in Las Vegas.
I saw that yesterday. I'm glad he's going to be okay. But I was like, what in the hell is going on? I forgot all. I haven't thought about Jake E. Lee since I was a kid.
And they said he was out walking his dog pretty early in the morning and is in intensive care after being shot multiple times. But he is fully conscious, and they do expect him to make a full recovery.
Wow. He was my guitar. My, like I owned him. But But like when I was growing up, you know, Ozzy's had like a wealth of great guitars from Randy Rhoads, Zakk Wylde. And then when I was growing up, Bark at the Moon, that was one of my first cassettes I ever purchased. And boom, there's Jakey Lee just shredding on the guitar. And I thought he was like one of the coolest dudes ever. Plus, he had a cool name, Jakey Lee.
That does sound cool.
Yeah. And all my friends would always argue, like my older friends would be like, no, Randy Rhoads is a better guitarist. I'm like, hell no, it's Jakey Lee, man. But you think about like Ozzy, he always had great guitarists.
Well, just so you know, it is actually Randy Rhoads is better.
Moving on. Oh, Danny, you're going to say Zakk Wylde's better?
Yes, exactly. Honestly, I thought you said Randy Rhoads, and I was thinking that you were talking about the wrestler. Isn't there a wrestler named Randy Rhoads? I was like, no.
Buddy Rose?
Buddy, I don't know. I'm getting so confused at all of this.
Wrestlers, guitarists for Ozzy. Who knows what's going on? All I know is when I think of Pringles, I think of two things.
Oh.
I think of them going in the, you get them in those cans.
Yeah.
And I think of this awesome, awesome Mitch Hedberg joke.
I think Pringles' initial intention was to make tennis balls. But on the day that the rubber was supposed to show up, a big truckload of potatoes arrived. And Pringles said, what the hell? Cut them up.
Mitch, man, he's said the best. But you always think of, when you're thinking of Pringles, they always come in those cans.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, they've now decided to change things up. Now, granted, it's not the original Pringles, but they got these new things called Pringles Mingles, and they're going to be sold in bags. And I don't know why that bothers me, but for some reason, it's bothering me.
It's all about presentation, and I am also equally bothered.
And also, they don't look like actual Pringles. They look like little bow ties. Or like, they look almost like the little mustache that the Pringles guy has. I don't know if you've seen these things.
Oh, yeah.
They call the Pringles Mingles. And like, yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
Not really feeling it, man.
You can't really say once you pop, the fun don't stop in a bag form.
No, it's not the same.
It's very disappointing.
Again, I don't know why that bothered me, but when I saw that this morning, I'm like, son of a bitch.
Don't mess with my Pringles. The 2025 edition of the Las Vegas Festival Sick New World is set for April 12th at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds. Headliner, Metallica.
Nice.
Along with some other major acts like Linkin Park, Queens of the Stone Age, AFI, and Gojira. And all of these tickets will be starting, I think, a pre-sale on October 18th at 10 a.m.
The funny thing is I see the lineup and it's like all these heavy, heavy, heavy bands. And then the Flaming Lips. And I was like, that doesn't seem like the band that belongs in this lineup, but that would be the band that I would absolutely have to go check out because of that.
They opened for Weezer a couple weeks ago,
yes.
And I didn't see their full performance, and I'm kicking myself for it. We had to wait for the babysitter to get there and get into town and all that, but I didn't see their full set, and I'm very sad about it.
I feel like they were putting together this festival, like, oh, hey, we got all this heavy band, but we need a band for the people that take mushrooms.
Oh.
Let's get the Flaming Lips. Perfect. Let's go.
Super fun. Rockaholics Live Night is coming back, and it's happening December 13th at Showbox Soto, where everything we do on stage will be performed live, from the sound effects, the voice actors, the live barbershop quartet is always a huge hit.
And the music.
Course, yes, the KISW New Originals. Steve Miggs, I'm excited to hear what songs you play with the band.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. Thrill's going to be jumping up on bass, Ryan Castle as well on drums, and then, of course, just like a revolving door of some of Seattle's best musicians.
The Daily Miggs Show will be live, the Men's Room will be live, and those tickets will go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. at KISW.com. This morning, we have one more opportunity for you to try to take down Steve Miggs. He's currently 286 wins, 87 losses, and 50 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
Yes, the Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.